Chapter 2. First Day at Lowood. When Bessie came to wake me early on the morning of 19th January, I was up and dressed. I was leaving Gateshead on the 6 o'clock coach. Bessie made me breakfast, but I was so excited that I could not eat it. She put some biscuits into my bag and helped me put on my coat and hat. "Will you say goodbye to Mrs. Reed?" she asked. "No, Bessie," I replied. "She's my enemy." "Miss Jane, don't talk like that," Bessie exclaimed. "Goodbye, Gateshead," I cried as the coachman helped me into my seat and I started on my journey towards a strange, distant place. "Take good care of her," said Bessie to the coachman. I only remember a little of the long journey, but it seemed we had travelled very far indeed. I had just fallen asleep when the coach door opened. "Is this little girl called Jane Eyre?" asked a servant. "Yes," I answered timidly, and the coachman lifted me out. He gave me my bag and drove away immediately. The servant led me through a door into a pleasant room with a fire. I was warming my hands by the fire when a tall lady with dark hair and dark eyes came into the room with a young teacher. "This child is very young to travel all alone," the lady remarked. "Are you tired?" she asked, putting her hand on my shoulder. "A little," I replied. "I'm sure you're hungry too. Is this the first time you've left your parents to come to school?" I explained that I didn't have any parents. She asked my name, age, and if I could read and write. She touched my cheek gently and said she hoped I was a good girl. Then she told the teacher, Miss Miller, to give me some supper before I went to bed. Miss Miller took me silently through a big building, and finally, we entered a large room where girls of all ages sat at long tables eating. They wore brown dresses and long white pinafores. Miss Miller told me to sit near the door and gave me an oatcake and a glass of water. The girls ate supper, but I was too tired to eat. When the meal was over, the girls went to a dormitory with many beds. Miss Miller helped me to undress. In 10 minutes, someone blew out the only candle. The room was silent and completely dark. I fell asleep immediately, too tired even to dream. A loud bell rang the next morning, and I opened my eyes unwillingly. It was icy cold. I dressed quickly and washed my face. The bell rang again, and we walked down to the schoolroom. First, we said our prayers, and then we began our lessons. The bell rang 4 times before it was daylight. On the 4th ring, the teachers took us into another room for breakfast. I was very hungry because I had eaten virtually nothing the day before. The dining room was large and depressing. I saw smoke coming from 2 big bowls which contained something hot. It smelt horrible. "The porridge is burnt again," whispered one of the girls. I was so hungry that I ate the first 2 spoonfuls of my porridge enthusiastically. However, the taste made me feel sick. I heard a teacher whisper, "This is terrible." At 9 o'clock, Miss Miller cried, "Breakfast is over. Go to your classrooms." Back in the schoolroom, I saw the kind lady I had met the night before. I found out her name was Miss Temple, and she was our class teacher. At 12 o'clock, she got up from her seat. "You had a breakfast which you could not eat," she said. "You'll have bread and cheese for lunch instead." Everyone was delighted with this news, and it was, indeed, delicious. After the meal, the teacher sent us to the garden for some fresh air. I hadn't spoken to anybody yet, and nobody had noticed me. I wandered around the garden and saw a sign above the gate which said, "Lowood Institution." I read it again, but couldn't really understand it. I was still thinking about the word institution when I heard a cough and saw a girl of about 13 sitting on a chair nearby. She was reading a book. When she turned a page, she looked up. "Is your book interesting?" I asked. "Yes, I like it," she answered after a moment. "What's it about?" I continued. "You can look at it," replied the girl. I looked, but couldn't see any pictures, so I gave it back to her. "What does that sign over the gate mean?" I asked. "What is an institution?" "It's this house, where we live," she answered. "But why do they call it an institution?" I insisted. "Is it different from ordinary schools?" "Well, it's a charity school. We're all charity children," the girl explained. "Most of the girls here have lost one or both of their parents. It's a place for educating orphans." "Does the house belong to the tall lady who gave us the bread and cheese?" I asked. "To Miss Temple? Oh no," she said. "That would be wonderful. But no, I'm afraid Mr. Brocklehurst is in charge here." "Are you an orphan?" I asked. "My mother is dead," said the girl. "You ask too many questions. Now, if you don't mind, I want to read." The bell rang, and we returned to our lessons until 5 o'clock. After our lessons, we had another meal, a small cup of coffee and half a piece of bread. I was still hungry and wanted more to eat. Half an hour of recreation followed, then our homework. When this was over, they gave us a glass of water and an oat cake. We said our prayers and then went to bed. And so ended my first day at Lowood.